Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Savannah.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you today?
Good. I feel like I'm having bad hair today. My hair is even doing, but anyway, it's fine. If you're
I
listening, you're
think
gonna see my hair.
I was going to say your hair looks beautiful today. So there you go.
Thank you, so sweet. You always look beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm tired. I've been doing a lot. So between 2 weeks ago, I was at PressConf. This past weekend, I was in Buffalo for Color Code. So I was traveling quite a bit the last couple of weeks. And I mean, Buffalo was a one-day trip. I got up early. I drove there. I drove home. But it still feels like a lot. And I was a speaker there. And so, it just takes a lot of mental energy and physical energy too, of course. So I'm just feeling like I need a vacation. And I know people will be like, she's not working. Why does she need a vacation? I'm working more now, trying to find a job and filling in all these like creating revenue streams and things like that, and staying relevant, and also post status. Of course, I do have a job at post status, so I'm just staying incredibly busy, and part of that is by design because I don't want people to forget about me in the community because
No,
I'm not working full
nobody.
time.
The community without you is no community. So I'm like, there'll always be you. So, and how about World Camp Europe?
I'm going.
Yay!
I have to book my travel today because I haven't done that yet. So thank you for sending me the link for the hotel. So I'm going to book my travel today. I'm traveling alone, which makes me a little bit nervous, but I was talking to Patricia BT, and I
I've
was
done.
telling, she was like, I just saw you're coming. I'm so happy. I said, the only thing I'm nervous about is when I get at the airport to get from the airport to the venue. And she said, maybe I'll pick you up. Keep me posted. And I was like, oh my gosh, it would be like such a relief if there was somebody who was there when I got there, So I think it's all going to work out and I'm very happy and I can't wait to see you.
Awesome. Me too. I'm happy to see you. And the hotel is like 70 meters away from the venue. It's just like
Perfect.
30 minutes. So, and the roads in Switzerland are accessible. Everything is fine. It's a great, and Patricia is awesome. So I'm pretty
Nice.
sure she's taking proud of World Camp Europe in Switzerland. It's in her own country. So yeah.
So I'm excited to be there. What I want to talk about today, though, is the opposite of excited about things. It's when we experience burnout, because I think at some point in everybody's career, they experience that those feelings of burnout where it's, I don't even know how to describe burnout, but it's like a cross between just depression in a way, like work depression, and like a malaise where you just don't want to kind of thing because you've been working so hard. And I think sometimes burnout comes with a feeling of not accomplishing as much as you want to as well. But also it can just be burning the candle at too many ends. I like to break my candle in the middle, burn it at four ends. You know what I mean? Like those kinds of things. Like too many ends. Aren't there only two ends to a candle? Not if you break it in enough pieces.
Yes.
Then you can burn even more.
Yes.
But I think that with the layoffs that we've seen this year, that leaves there's two things that happen, right? So people like me who are job searching, trying to create additional revenues, having meetings, all of these things, we can burn out of not finding a job, right? Like I'm not at that point yet because it's still too fresh for me. But I know people who have been almost a year without a job and they're feeling burnout from looking for a job. And
Definitely.
then there's the people who didn't get laid off who are now taking on additional responsibilities because the work that people like me did still has to be done and it gets distributed amongst the people who are still there. And that can lead to burnout within an organization as well. So I thought it would be a good thing to talk about today. I think women, especially, I know we talk about women a lot, women especially, because by and large, if you have children at home, and even if you don't, women are often responsible for more so for child raising and home care on top of a full-time job. And so, because in many homes, and gentlemen, if you're listening, we don't mean every home and every man, of course, but traditional gender roles, I'll say, oftentimes the home work is not split, is not distributed evenly between the two adults at home. And so oftentimes women will burn out even faster than men will. And I'm just looking for your thoughts on that.
Yeah, for me, I was like doing very quick research. Like, and the numbers are a little bit shocking because it's like 66% of American employees in 2025 reported experiencing of burnout. Of course, in Australia, like 75%, and in UK, 51. So, of course, many reasons for the burnout. As you said, it's like looking for a job from even at your company, because sometimes when people leave, you need to do more work. Lack of support of mentorship, also imposter syndrome, because fear of speaking up. All of those things can lead up to burnout, and of course, all of those, what's happening in the world, even happening in WordPress community, and a lot of companies lay off. This can make you more stress, and of course, everything now is more expensive in the world. Like the financial situation, everyone is worried about losing the job. Everyone will take extra time to work, and not a lot of people respecting this work and life balance. Funny, because I write it for myself as a goal this year. I want to stop only to work my working hours. I want to stop working in the weekend. I want to stop working in after my working hours. It is very difficult because I
Yeah.
still things needs to be finished. But there's a funny Arabic say, we say like your life will be done, finished, and the work will not be. So there are always something to do at work. So just like do only your the time that you need to do, and then you do it. Of course, there's other a lot of reasons, and I know, as you said, women or people minorities are getting more burnout than others. Like they get usually more workload than other people, or the pressure to prove yourself or themselves or ourselves, and all of those can add pressure on you. But I agree, women, we usually also don't go to the doctor, and we don't share unless we reach to a point that we need something to do about it. And some people, it's really, really, it can be really helpful to speak about it. And that's why the young generation are really good expressing their feelings. And let's say, I don't want to say the senior citizen, us, you and I. But I mean, the young generation, Generation Z from 18 to 24, or the millennials from 35 to 34 now, they are experiencing more burnout, not because they are really more stressed or worried. No, because they are,
Oh, you're muted. Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
they are speaking up more. And also at the same time, I don't know, that's why maybe we're having also the burnout. They want to solve it, and the younger generation, or the senior generation, or the senior citizen, we are still learning and working how to express our feeling. Yeah, I
I
totally
think
agree.
also, I agree with all of that, of course. And I can only, as I've said many times before, I can only speak from the American experience. But given our current administration, a political administration, and the cost of living going up so much because of tariffs and things like that, like right now, it's like $7 to get a dozen eggs, which is ridiculously high, you know? But many, people, especially those younger generations, are finding it necessary to have two jobs. And so they work one job, Monday through Friday, and maybe they have another job either evenings or weekends. So they have less time to even recover, like have those 2 days to just do hobbies or lay in bed and watch movies or read a book and those things that people find rejuvenating. And I think it's one of those things that you just it's like the hamster wheel never stops, right? Like you just have to keep running, 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 running. And that's really unfortunate. And it's not a fair situation. I mean, I talk about fair all the time, like nothing's fair, right? Fair is what does fair mean? But it's not a just way for employers to live our lives, right? And some of it is just the way that our society is. For example, the tariffs and things in the US right now makes the cost of living higher. It makes the cost of production higher. So it's harder for companies to pay employees more if they're suddenly have a higher cost of creating whatever goods they're create or services they're creating. Now that said, I think there's still quite a margin for companies to be able to perhaps take a little bit less and give the employees more. I follow two gentlemen on TikTok who talk about how to be fair in work, right? And they both came up one after the other this morning, which was interesting. And they both had situations like people send their work situations and the screenshots of their WhatsApp and their texts to these gentlemen. And in both cases, it was somebody that was on holiday and the boss was reaching out to say, I just need you to hop on a meeting or fix these slides for a meeting. And the person said, look, I just got off the plane. I'm on holiday. I don't even have my laptop with me. And in one case, the boss said, why didn't you bring your laptop? You're supposed to have your laptop with you all the time. It's like, no, I'm on holiday. Holiday is my time, not your time, kind of thing. And it's like, well, this is going to reflect badly on your performance and on your job and blah, blah, blah. And the guy said, that's okay. I'll talk to HR and make sure that's not the case, you know, kind of thing. But it's unrealistic expectations. And I'm sure that that boss has unrealistic expectations on them as well, which then, you know, filter down to their staff and their employees. But it's something we have to do something. So one thing I think is to absolutely stick up for yourself, right? I'm on holiday. I am not, if, for those of us here in the US, on vacation. I am not accessible to you while I'm on vacation and while I'm on holiday. And I need that time for rejuvenation. When I had a full-time job, you know how on your phone you can slide over pages and pages and pages? All my work stuff was on a sep on like the second page of my phone, so that little notifications and things like that weren't in my vision on the weekends. I would have to willingly break my own rules and check and see what was happening at work. And so I became better and better at building those boundaries for myself so that I would, on my weekends, have my weekend to myself. One of the challenges, though, as you and I both know, is just because you're not sitting at your desk, just because you're not on your laptop or checking Slack on your phone, does not mean your brain is not still working on all of these things and trying to solve them. As a matter of fact, this week I had an idea for you, Sama, for our future work camps. And we'll talk about that afterwards because I think it's a brilliant idea. And you may be like, that's really dumb, Michelle, but we'll talk afterwards. But like, I'm not even taking like break from my own work. I'm like, oh, it's Sama, you could do this, you know?
it's unbelievable. I know the feeling. Sometimes I really tried recently to create more of this life balance, but I know, like, I was showering today in the morning and I was thinking, and yes, people here are going to have a bright party in World Camp Europe. I was thinking about a task I assigned it to one of my team member, but I trust her, she will finish it. But I was thinking that I could help her, and with this idea, and then sometimes I said, how can I turn it off if there's a button? Or even before I go to sleep, like our favorite TikTok, our favorite app. And then I see sometimes Teams, I check a couple of emails and I said, why I do that to myself? But yeah, I don't know. I would feel lost if I don't have them in my phone. I don't know. Maybe I need some professional help. I feel funny.
Maybe we
But
all do.
yeah, of course, look, I believe we should take care of our mental health and burnout because I know it's not really easy to go out from it. In Europe or in Netherlands, I don't know if it's in the same in the States. Here, you're 1 year and a half, 2 years, you're fully covered by the insurance, full your salary paid if you need to go through a sickness or even a burnout. And of course, there's the steps of coming out of the burnout. It takes work, you know, it's take energy, it takes work, and usually 6 months to 1 year minimum, then you go out of it. And I think in the States you don't cover the whole time fully paid your salary, because also sometimes, which is sad, you need to suck it up and move on because nobody's gonna pay the bill. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that for people who are neurodivergent on the ADHD and executive dysfunction part of things, burnout feels even guilty. Like if I cannot motivate myself to do something, and part of that is because I'm burned out, now I'm feeling guilty about that as well. And perhaps other people feel that same way. But I know that for neurodiversity, it comes with another layer of, of not being able to, even though like it'll take 5 minutes to do a job, sometimes your brain just won't let you sit down and do it. And then you have this guilt feelings about it. And then that adds to the layers of pressure that lead to burnout as well.
And of course, there's a lot of I know to set clear work-life boundaries. It is really difficult. I don't know. I mean, you and I know we're really bad at this. Like, we will never
We
only
are.
work 8 hours a day. We will work, I think, maybe let's start working only 14 hours a day. This is our target. And
Yes.
of course, like, to prioritize our mental breaks, like to stop working after an amount of time, I think like 30 minutes or 1 hour, to take 5 or 10 minutes a break and not to do work. I have an issue, and I think maybe me, I'm the most creative at night. After a very long day of thinking, my brain started to go on a Speedy Gonzales mood, you know, like
Yes.
so that's something. And also saying no. I am coming from culture, we don't just say no, even
Same.
if they're saying I love to help, but I don't have the capacity, the energy, or the time right now to do it. I can say, learning to delegate tasks, it's the first steps to get to ask for
Yes.
help. But it's okay to say no, and that's sometimes, especially women or anything, just underrepresented groups. Saying no, it can be so difficult for us because we want to show we are doing a good job. Like, you need help. No,
Like
don't
we have
care.
to prove ourselves all the time.
If someone asks you, can you help me with this? Yes, I can help you. And you know, the
Of
other person
course.
has 2 tasks and the other one 20 tasks, but he's still the 20 tasks will help. And of course, to talk to someone, I know a lot of companies, they are sponsoring, or they're opening for psychologists to help their employees to talk, because there's steps to take to avoid burnout, much easy. And also, I know burnout can affect you physically, and you reach out to a point, there's no medication for it, like you cannot take a pills. Taking out yourself burnout from learning and working every day, every step, it can help. And also, to keep an eye, I think, on the early stages. I think just keep an eye, and just all the time check with your doctor, or check with someone you know you trust, your manager, your friends. Ask them, this continuous fatigue, being reduced performance, cannot focus, feeling numb or detached. I want to make a joke. You and I, we're having all of them at the same time. And we continue working. Yeah. So I think those ones.
Why pick one when you can collect them all?
Yes, exactly. If someone show any sign, you should like seek for help. Don't be like Michelle and I. We keep going until one day we keep going. This is
They always say that nobody ever stands over your casket when you're dead and says, "Gosh, I wish she had done more." Right? And on deathbeds, people don't say, "One more email."
I think in our cases, someone will come ask us, whisper us, I want to ask you about this task, if you know how it's, there's a fun videos. People go like your manager. I don't know. I was laughing about it in TikTok, like someone laying down their casket, and the manager came like, about the report, who's gonna do it now when you're like, I know people. I know people can do that easily.
I had a friend, well, he's still a friend, but I had a friend who used to say, "You never say no. I'm going to tattoo no across your forehead." I said, "The problem with that is I will look in the mirror, it'll say on. And when somebody says, 'Can you do?' I'll go, 'Yeah, you're on.'"
Nice
Instead of saying no.
one.
So,
Nice
yes,
one. Nice.
the most important thing is to set your own boundaries and watch out for yourself. But also, supervisors and managers have to not only pay attention to the work that's being done, they have to pay attention to their employees. They need to make sure that their team, it is not just your responsibility to get the work done. You are responsible for the humans that work under you and making sure that you're not overburdening and making sure that they're okay. With the understanding that most people will not set those boundaries for themselves because they feel they have something to prove. They're worried they'll be the next layoff. They're worried that they won't have a job. They're worried that they won't get a promotion or get a raise. And so they're always going to say yes to you as a supervisor. It is your job as a team leader, as a supervisor, as a CEO, as whatever your title is, to make sure that you are not over-assigning work to the people on your team. Because you know what's humanly possible. And if you are giving people more than is humanly possible, it's your fault to a degree that they are taking on more than they should.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And at the end, avoiding it much easier. And also, we are human beings. It's just not like an app you have, and if the app is not working, then we move on. We just push the app until a limit. They cannot do the job anymore. Avoiding it is so easy steps. And at the end, it's okay. It's just a disease. It's like everyone can get it. There's no one above it. Everyone can get it. And people take care of themselves. And as you said, the manager, I totally agree with you. Keep an eye on your staff and your employee. They are not, they're human beings. And we are working in sector has more burnout than in other sectors around the world. So I think that also to keep eye on each other about it too.
And if you are a supervisor, make sure that your staff are taking their vacations. Instead of hoping that they'll take a buyout or they'll roll those hours over to next year, make sure, ask them, when is your next vacation? Let's get it on the books to make sure, make sure that it works for everybody, right? That you're not, that, I, when I was working in higher education as a registrar, I couldn't take the first 2 weeks of school as a vacation anytime because that's when students are registering, changing their classes, all of those things, which makes perfect sense. So instead, they say, let's look at your calendar. Let's make sure that we're scheduling your vacation for you to have the time that you deserve and the time that you need around when crisis times are happening here. It's your responsibility too to make sure that they're using that time and not trying to prove themselves to you. There's so much that our companies and our supervisors can be doing to thwart the burnout that we might otherwise experience.
I
So,
took yeah. So take
awesome.
care of yourself, everyone,
Absolutely.
and always talk to your doctor, manager, ask about it. It starts a little bit sneaky, the burnout with being
Yes.
tired, you can't focus at work. I think maybe we will put a link and people check out. They can do a simple test online and you
Yes.
can give you what symptoms you have and if you need to go to check with the doctor or to talk with someone professional to check out if those results are accurate, and then you can move on to help yourself, because we need to help ourselves before helping others. So yeah.
Absolutely. Put on your own face mask before you help those around you.
That's
Absolutely.
absolutely yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Sama. This has been a great conversation. We don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We never do, but if you have ideas for us, send them our way and we'll be happy to add them to our list. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.